So, Steve, when did you first realize that that was going to be your business model? Was there a particular moment or client? And what was that like in the beginning?
So we really didn't completely focus in on writing books for people until about the last 2.5 years. And honestly, I got pulled there kicking and screaming because we've been writing books for clients for really since 2014. So I guess about 8 years now. That came out of the clients that I had. I was doing marketing consulting, and clients I had at the time, some of them said, "Wow, I see the success you had with Unstoppable Referrals. Could you help me write a book? I've always been thinking about it." And so we did that for a couple of them that year. It was really difficult because we didn't have processes or systems. I was trying to unpack how I did it at that point. And we would continually, every year we'd get a few people, you know, and I started noticing as we built a bigger sort of library of people that we'd help write a book, that even though it was a really difficult process at the time to take them through, the minute that they wrote the book, they took off. And so we finally got to a point where we said, you know, all of the other things that we're doing are great, but we're not going to allow anybody to access any of that from us until they've written a book, because we know that that's the thing that will give them real success.
Yeah.
Let's get this in the right order.
So, Steve, let's talk about why writing a book is beneficial for businesses. I know, you know, I spent 35 years as a journalist, and I always remember when people were pitching guests to us and story ideas to us, if a guest had written a book, that automatically sort of validated them as a topic expert. And, you know, let's be honest, anybody can write a book today and anybody can publish a book. But I think still there's this idea in our culture that, you know, if you've written a book, you've taken time and invested time and ideas to create this thing, and it kind of validates you. But what are some of the other reasons that writing a book is a good idea as a business tool?
Well, that's probably the most important, is the authority that it gives you. But it's really useful for a number of other reasons. So one of the things that we've discovered in this is that for a business, particularly the, you know, the business owner to go through this process, we call it unpacking your IP. And we work with so many business owners who have a really great process for how they help people, and they transform people's lives, but they have a really hard time clarifying it and communicating it. And that, I think that's one of the real benefits of working with a company like ours, and we're not the only ones, but, you know, getting with someone who can help you pull out everything that's in your brain and then sort of shine a light on the things that, that appear to be really, really valuable. In fact, I was on a call this morning with one of our new clients and helping him go through this process. And he said, you know, this has been, the conversations we've had are almost worth the price of admission, because I have such new clarity on how to communicate the value that we offer. Now, he's going to end up with a great book that does that too, but that's a big benefit. Once the book is written, and we've seen that, by the way, we've seen people who think they're in a complete commodity business and they don't know how they're different, and we identify what's different about their business. All of a sudden, they have a brandable process that they never had before. So yeah, it's huge.
If you can't tell a prospective client why, what makes you different, right? What your value proposition is, you're not going to stand out, right?
Exactly. So now we put all of that into the book. And in the book, so our approach is not to try and write a textbook that teaches someone how to do what you do, right? The best clients don't want that. The best clients are interested most in transformation. They've got an itch that they're trying to scratch. They have a problem that they can't figure out how to solve. There's an opportunity that they really want to go and capture, but they can't figure out how to get there. All of those are different ways of saying they have a problem and they need a guide. And so we start the book talking about the problem that that person faces. The other end of that journey is the bigger, better future that they really want. And so we paint a really great picture at the end of the book. And then in between the two, we connect the dots with your unique mechanism, the series of steps that you take someone through, that's that brandable process that we extract. And now you've got a really great tool that demonstrates to people that you've given this a depth of thought. You know, the best clients don't want to know how to do what you do, but they want to know that you're the expert and you have a plan, and they want to see kind of what the plan is. They don't want to just completely take it on faith. So one of the really great advantages is when we work with particularly people who are in an intangible service, all of a sudden that book takes that intangible service and it makes it really tangible for people.
Yeah. What do you say to business owners who may say, well, Steve, if I give all my secrets away in this book, you know, competitors will take my ideas. You know, you talked about IP. What do you tell business owners who are reluctant to, quote unquote, give too much?
So my sort of flippant answer is, if you think you can give too much in a 150-page book or even in a 1,000-page book, then you're really not that much of an expert.
Nice.
And I actually kind of mean that. I mean, if that's all the depth that you have, maybe you shouldn't write a book. But the people we work with have, they've been doing it for years and in some cases decades before they finally decide to write their book. They have such depth of knowledge, they've forgotten more than we'll ever put into the book. And so I don't ever think that that's a real risk. And could some, like, I'll give you with my books as an example. With Unstoppable Referrals, I know that people have taken that book, and other than the $17.95 they paid Amazon that I got a little piece of, they didn't pay me anything. And they've gone and made hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars in referrals using that methodology. That's fantastic. That's awesome. It didn't cost me anything. You know what? I got so much out of that book that if some people want to go do it themselves, that's fine. Do-it-yourselfers are never your clients. The people who have looked at that and said, this is really great, but I want a guide. Well, those people have paid for the house that I live in and put my kids through college and put nice cars in my garage. I'm doing okay. And if I have to give something away to do that, I'm okay with that.
I'm guessing that personal stories are a big part of it because, you know, as human beings, that's how we've transmitted information for, you know, millions of years, is to tell stories. And I'm guessing that in your books, when people start to write out their successes as business experts, that you focus on some stories, because I want to know if I'm going to hire somebody to do a certain job that they've done it really successfully for others in the past, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that can be challenging. So we've helped people who are really expert at what they do, but maybe they're moving out of a corporate environment where they develop this expertise and starting a consulting firm, for example, and they don't have those stories. So sometimes you work without them. They're not essential, but they really do help a lot if you've got them. And for the exact reason that you described, people want to see themselves reflected in the pages of the book. And so having stories is great. But again, I mean, we've got many examples of successful books that don't have them. And we work with a lot of professionals who are in professions where privacy regulations preclude them from sharing them. So it's never a deal breaker, but it's a great advantage if you have them.
So I'm just imagining business owners listening to this right now, Steve. What are some businesses that are best suited for writing these types of books? And then when you talk with these business owners, I'm guessing that you have to figure out what's the focus, what's the takeaway, where's the gold?
Absolutely. So the businesses that really will benefit most from a book are those that are selling something that is meets one of these criteria. It's either what we would call high ticket. In other words, people are paying them at least $5,000 in the first year they work together, and more likely they're paying them five figures or six figures or seven figures. So it's got to be expensive. It needs to be complicated, something that's a big, hairy problem for people to solve. And usually if they're spending that much money, it is. And the example I give, I mean, I give a talk one time to a group of CEOs. There were 12 CEOs in the room of different types of companies. And one of them happened to own a string of Krispy Kreme donut franchises. Do you guys have Krispy Kreme up there where you are, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Dangerously close to
the best donuts in the world. And that guy didn't need a book. He just needed a box of donuts and go stand on a corner and hand them out. He's got all the business he's ever going to want. Actually, he doesn't even need to do that. They have such a great reputation. They just flip on the sign, hot donuts now, and they have a line, right?
It's like moths to a flame, right?
Right. So, but it, for a lot of us, we're not in that kind of business. So, like, you know, we talked about my start in the technical world. No one woke up in the morning and got really excited to go buy the services that we were selling. Like we could do a product launch and we would never have lines like Apple had with an iPhone. And that describes the vast majority of businesses in the world. They're generally service businesses. They're selling something intangible. It's not something that people necessarily want to buy, but they really need because it solves an important problem. That's the really, if you're that type of person, you're the perfect person to write a book.